I'm going to ask you to do me a solid favor, and that is, do not trust yourself. Don't listen to yourself. Don't trust your gut. Don't try to manifest and you want this reality, and don't do any of it. Instead, be a duplicate, a carbon copy. Go be like everyone else. Follow the masses, be part of the crowd, and do not stand out at all. Why? Listen, you're probably looking at me right now thinking, what the F is she talking about? Telling me not to be me, telling me to be a carbon copy, a duplicate, not an individual. Listen, why is it so far-fetched? Why? You might be thinking that I'm crazy, but let me tell you, you're already doing it. I'm doing it. My neighbor's doing it. We're all doing it. Here's the thing. It is so much easier to believe what other people say. It's easier to believe the thing that's tangible, that you can physically touch and see and all the things. The thing that is the challenge is trusting your own intuition. Let's talk about it. So whether you're starting your journey into mysticism or you're just like a civilian, you know, it doesn't really matter. We are all fighting the same fight and struggling with the same struggle, and that is trusting ourselves. It is seriously just, it's so much easier to believe the negative. It's so much easier to believe in something we can see, we can touch, we can smell, we can taste, all of those things. But it is very challenging to look inside and say, yeah, I trust my gut. I feel this way. I think this way. I sense this. I dreamt this. I trust this because it's coming from me. That's really challenging. And it's not because it's you. It's because it's all of us. It's just a challenging thing. Sticking to the world of mysticism, let's just talk about this little bubble. Let's talk about the clairvoyants and the empaths and all the things, right? The people who can read tarot and the people who can read runes and the people who can connect with your loved ones and tell you messages, you know, deliver messages from the great beyond and all the wonderful things, right? Right. So I'm going to speak for myself right here. One of the things that I have struggled with the most is trusting myself. I have a lot of intuitive abilities, as do all of us. This is not exclusive to me. It's not exclusive to like Edgar Cayce. It's just not. We're all born with it. But what actually happens along the way? When we're little, we're told that, no, you're not actually seeing anything. Your eyes are playing tricks on you. I specifically remember my mom saying that to me, like, oh no, sometimes your eyes play tricks on you. And I was like, there's legit like a tiger over there. So do you know what I mean? It's just, you know, along the way, these things happen. People tell us things and we start to become conditioned to think, to see, to say, oh, I did not just see that shimmer out of the corner of my eye. It's X, Y, and Z. And we try to rationalize these things. So of course, over time, with this rationalizing and this conditioning that's slowly happening, of course we stop trusting ourselves because we are trusting something external instead of looking inside. Fear of judgment is a key player here when it comes to trusting your intuition. There's so much cancel culture now, and there's so much judgment for everything. Everyone has an opinion, and everyone feels like their opinion needs to be heard. It needs to be read. It needs to just be shouted from the rooftops. And you know what? Do you share your opinion however you want to. Ultimately, it's up to us to decide how we're going to receive those opinions and how we're going to receive those judgments. I'm not saying it's easy, not by any means. It is a challenge. It's a challenge for all of us, especially if you are trying to live your life in public, in social media, whatever the case may be. It's really hard because you can't make a mistake. Do you know what I mean? If you are making everyday normal human experience mistakes behind closed doors, as it were, like, you know, we're not part of the elite and the celebrity, then those things are, you know, unless you're doing it online, no one's really seeing it. But even still, your family, your friends, your circle, you can get judgment from them. And it's really hard. I think it's even harder when it's coming from the people that know you and love you and, you know, want the best for you, and they're telling you that you're wrong, and you're like, no, my gut is saying, you know, X, Y, and Z, and someone else is telling you that can't possibly be. That's a really hard thing to face. One of the other areas where I know I have personally struggled is validation. This is not typically a place where we get immediate validation, if you know what I mean. And I'm going to talk about myself doing Reiki sessions, doing readings where I start a reading in meditation, doing, you know, learning tarot cards, learning different ways of gaining information, gathering information, if you will. So some of these things, they don't always produce immediate results or immediate validation. And that can be a challenge because, you know, it's not like you go to the ATM, stick your card in, you're like, I want 20, and a $20 bill comes out and off you go with your 20, your card, your receipt, and, you know, off into the sunset. It doesn't always work that way in the intuitive world. And it doesn't even have to be the intuitive world. It's just your intuition, your personal intuitive world. It's a really challenging thing. I experienced something that was really challenging for me, and it was a loved one getting sick. And I talked to my people, I talked to their people, I had information, we were doing X, Y, and Z, and long story short, things did not go the way I wanted them to go. And it was really, really, really hard. And I was so angry because I was like, what is the point of being clairvoyant? What is the point of being able to connect with my people and their people and all of these things if the information I got was wrong and I couldn't do anything to change this? And, you know, the end result is not what I wanted, and I feel like it's not what they wanted. And here I am just pissed off. And, you know, but that's the way those things go sometimes. And this is not the first time I've experienced something like that. It's happened before. It happened a few years before. And I was just dumbfounded. I'm like, what the heck? But I got this information and it was wrong. And, you know, and in those examples, there can't be immediate validation because there's a process. But even when we get to the end of that specific road, when things did not result the way I thought they were going to result, the way the path was looking, the way I was being led down the path, I was just so, I'm like, what the heck? What happened? And, you know, I remember talking to Sophie about this, and I've spoken with her about this a few times because, especially after this last situation, I was really, really angry about it. And I was hurt. And I was just like, I'm done. I'm done with my people. I don't want to talk to them. They know why. And Sophie said something that I had never considered before. And it was, you know, often the information you get is for that moment. It's true in that moment. It doesn't mean that in a week or in a month or in a year, it's going to continue to be true because things change and we have free will and, you know, other people's experiences or other people's experiences are intertwining with our own. And it just doesn't always pan out the way you think it's going to, the way the picture looks. Those pictures change. So she said that to me and it really resonated. I was like, okay, yeah, I understand that. I still have a lot of questions, just like I'm sure you do, which is why we're here, because we're learning and this is going to be a lifelong journey. We're not going to get all of these answers in this lifetime. It's just not going to happen. My goal is like a solid 50%. Let's go 50% because, oh my God, the questions. But, you know, that's why we have our beautiful little community so that we can pose these questions. We can learn together and, you know, it is what it is. But it was a really difficult thing. And I think it's really difficult anytime you don't get the immediate validation. That lack is so difficult to reconcile. It's just a challenge. It's really, really hard. So I have 5 tips to help you on your self-intuition journey and trusting your intuition. And this is what they are. The first tip I have is practice mindfulness. And this could be meditation. This is just doing things with a purpose and on purpose, if you know what I mean. So meditation is one of the most wonderful and beautiful ways to build your intuition, to trust your intuition, to heal yourself and see your journey more clearly. I mean, the list for the pros for meditation just go on and on and on. But it really is something that if you get into a regular practice, you are going to start to see those benefits. You know, again, not immediate validation, but that journey that you're going to travel is going to be so incredibly beautiful if you surrender to it and you really just be part of the experience on purpose, and you will see incredible changes. Now, I need to practice what I preach, because when my schedule gets crazy, I am not thinking about meditation at all. And it is probably the time that I need to think about it the most, because my stress level is through the roof. I am not myself. I don't feel like myself. It's a whole thing. But I do go through these phases where I'm like, I am hot on the trail. I'm meditating every day. I feel like I'm doing all the things and I'm seeing results. And then for whatever reason, you know, well, you know, we know the reason, things just get super busy. I fall off the wagon, and then I'm like, why can't I sleep? And I'm so tired and I'm so stressed and I feel like I can't connect to myself or to anything else. Well, it's no mystery, genius, you know? So that is for me. That's not like an insult to you. That is for me. And, you know, I recently went through this where I was like on a hot streak, and to get back into my journey, I was doing guided meditations. And I will tell you, one of my favorite YouTube channels for guided meditations is Great Meditation. I will link it down below on the YouTube show notes, but this channel just has a variety, you know, 5 minute, 10 minute, 20 minute, even longer, and they are all guided and they're so wonderful. They're so simple, just basic, and it really helps you to get out of your own head. I just love it. So I'll make sure I link it down below and check it out. I have talked about the Great Meditation channel in like a different video on the So Chantel YouTube channel. But, you know, I cannot sing their praises enough. So if you want something like that, I know there are tons of apps too that you can use to meditate. So I will stop talking about meditation. We need a whole separate episode just on meditation, but it is such a great way to build your intuition and trusting your intuition. So tip number two is journaling and reflection. This is another thing that I have gotten into, and I've kind of done this just like meditation. Journaling, though, there's something incredibly magical about pen to paper, or, you know, if you're more an electronics person, you know, fingers to keyboard. But there really is something magical and healing and just therapeutic about getting things out, off your chest, out of your mind, and putting them down on paper or, you know, electronic paper, if you will. But it really is a different kind of journey on its own. And it's a really healing journey. But like meditation, it's another one that I would encourage you to surrender yourself to, because there is no immediate validation. It's a process. But the process, the journey is so beautiful and so healing. So try it. They have journals that are like 5 minute journals. They have gratitude journals. They have all kinds of things. They even have cards with journal prompts. I'm sure there are apps with journal prompts just to kind of help you get started. There's shadow work, which is, you know, I think another podcast episode on its own. But there are all kinds of ways that you can do your journaling and reflection to help hone your intuition and the trust in your own intuition. The next tip is developing a personal ritual. So for starters, if you're uncomfortable with the word ritual, just scrap that and replace it with habit. It is the same thing. So having a personal ritual just creates a sort of magic. At least for me, it does. So think about your day, your morning, the steps that you take every single morning and every single evening to signal to your body that it's time to wind down and we're going to go to bed and, you know, fingers crossed, we're going to sleep really well. And in the morning, you know, you get out of bed and you put your slippers on and you may go use the bathroom and wash your face and brush your teeth, and you go grab your tea, your water, your coffee, whatever it is. And so this is a ritual, and or, you know, a behavior or a, you know, whatever it is, a tradition. You can call it all of these things, whatever you want to call it, but it is this habit. It's a habit, and you form this habit, and it really helps you. In my opinion, it brings comfort, it brings peace, it reduces anxiety and stress, and it helps you to look inside and to dig a little bit deeper, if you will. So for me, I'm going to use this example. when it comes to meditation, I think I talked about this in an episode forever ago. And of course, it's been forever because I've been gone forever. And I missed you terribly. So that said, I have talked about my meditation process. And it's not the process I have right now because I have not reestablished my process. But way back in the day, I used to go through this ritual where I would go into the room where I was doing my meditation. I would sage my space. I would lay out crystals. I went through this like 57 step process, and then I would sit down and meditate. And I remember Marie and I talking about this, and it started as like this little thing and slow. Good Lord. I need to stop hitting this microphone. So it started as this little thing, and I slowly started adding steps and adding steps and adding steps. Like as I was learning and growing in my mystic world, my own little world, I was developing these habits, these new rituals, and making them part of my overall ritual. And I have to tell you, just like your nighttime ritual that signals to your body that it's time to start winding down and going to bed, it's the same with this. And again, I'm just talking about meditation. It's the same type of situation. So it's that trigger to tell your body, your mind, your soul that it's time to do this thing. And this is where we're focusing all of our energy. So I think it's the same with intuition and trusting your intuition. You start developing these practices, these habits, these rituals, and they start to signal to your body, your mind, your soul that this is where we're going and we are building our own trust. Trust the process. Now, it seems like a counterproductive thing to say because we're already not trusting our intuition. So how the hell are we going to trust the process? But listen to me. Just trust it. Just surrender to it and go with the flow. That is easier said than done. I know there are days for me where it's a lot easier for me to be just like carefree and I'm like, oh, come what may. And there are other days when I'm tired. I haven't slept well. I'm a little cranky and I'm like, come what may. Are you kidding me? Listen, trust the process. Just if you're not feeling it on a particular day, don't do it. Don't meditate. Don't journal. Don't do your ritual, like whatever, which those are probably the days when you need it the most. Let's be real. But I digress. Trust the process. As you are going through meditation, write down notes afterward. Write down your experience. What things did you see? What did you feel? What came to mind? Same with journaling. Go back and look through your notes. If you want to keep a dream journal, this is another great way to start trusting your intuition. You can write things down when you wake up and review them at a later date. You can review them at the end of the week or at a frequency of your choosing, but you'll slowly start to see patterns. And same if you read your meditation notes or your journal, you start to see these patterns and things that are starting to form for you. And you may start having these aha moments because you know what? You trusted the process. So just surrender to it, my love. Surrender and all will be well. This is the real magic right here. If you take nothing else from this episode, take this. You have the most magical gift at your disposal. And that is that you're you. There is no one else like you. Hear me when I say this. Hear me. There is no one else like you. There's only one you. There's only one me. There may be people who look like me. There may be people who look like you, who sound like me, who walk like me, who talk like me, who move their hands a lot like I do, but they are not me and they are not you. You have a very specific set of gifts because you are you. Your package is incredibly unique. No one's light shines like your light. No one has a beautiful, motivating voice the way that you do. No one loves like you do. No one hugs like you do or listens like you do. You are you. You are so incredibly unique. And that is what makes you so effing magical. Today, it's easy for me to believe that. It is. I'm feeling all right today. Tomorrow, who knows? Yesterday, I was pretty tired. So I would have said, F you, your intuition and the trusting of your intuition because I was very tired. But today I can confidently say, yeah, I freaking believe that. I feel that. I have a long way to go. We all have a long way to go. if I were to tell you that I have it all locked down and I am a professional, I am an expert in this field, I have nothing else to do, I might as well walk away. There is no expert. There is no like ultra professional. There just isn't. We're all on this journey. We're all learning. Trusting in ourselves, it is the hardest thing to do. It's the hardest thing. It is such a process. And again, it's not just exclusive to the world of mysticism, not by any means. This is just a human experience and a human challenge. It really just is. It's so much easier to believe what someone else says about you and how someone else feels about you. But it is time to take ownership of who you are. It's time to take it all back. If we want to grow in our intuitive abilities, if you want to become like a great tarot reader, or you want to become a clairvoyant or an empath or whatever it is, we're just going to, you know, swim right back into the mystic world. If you are pursuing these things, this is a really great way to do it. It really is. I have found over the years that scraping away the calcium buildup, you know what I mean? Like, just as an example, like the calcium buildup, the sludge, like cleaning all that stuff off has really helped me to connect more with my intuitive abilities. It really just gets rid of that layer. It's like visceral fat. You know, they talk about visceral fat, like the stuff around your organs, and like your organs, they can't function properly. They can't function to their full potential because they are just like weighed down and sludgy with this fat that's like hanging around them. It's kind of the same thing. So they're, you know, doing their thing, but they could be doing it so much better. And it's the same thing. That might be a bad example, but you know where I'm going with this. These are tools that will help you to get there. These are tools that even if you're not trying to pursue the path of like being a clairvoyant or an empath or, you know, growing your clairaudience, even if that's not your jam and you're just trying to live the human experience better, try these things. If you have tips, tricks, things of your own, like experiences of your own that have helped you to achieve better trust in your own intuition, make sure you share them with our community. You can share them here on YouTube in the comments down below. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook at The Media Matters, or you can send us an email. So all of that will be included in the show notes down below. I really just want you to know how incredible you are, how magical you are, and special you are. Shut out the noise, close it off, tell the world to be quiet, and just trust yourself. Learn to trust yourself. I really want to challenge you to embrace who you are, the magical, beautiful being that you are. You're not here on accident. You're here on purpose. And whatever that purpose is, that's for you to find out. It's not for me to know. It's not for anyone else to know. But you are magic, baby. You are incredible. You are stardust all on your own. You just have to believe that you are. I believe you are. So you have to believe you are. Get into meditation, get into journaling and reflection, and get into even physical activity to help clear the mind and peel away the stress and the anxiety and all the things, and trust yourself. We're on this journey. I am so grateful that you chose to spend your time with me. I am so happy to be back. Make sure you tune in every Thursday when we will be airing a new episode of The Media Matters. I love you forever. Mwah.